Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It. I'm Allison Stewart. Autumn is film festival season in New York. From the New York Film Festival to last week's Bushwick Film Festival, the city's projectors light up with the work of filmmakers both renowned and new. One film festival in particular has helped bring new voices and perspectives to the big screen for decades. NewFest, the New York Lesbian, Gay, Bisexual, and Transgender Film Festival, begins next week on October 24th and runs through the 30th. The festival is celebrating its 30th anniversary and will screen an array of feature-length fiction films, documentaries, and shorts from New York and from around the world. I'm very pleased that Nick McCarthy, the programming and operations manager at NewFest, was able to come to the studio today. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Allison. How are you?
I'm good. So how did you go about programming this considering the anniversary?
It was definitely a consideration when we first started thinking, because, of course, it takes like a whole year to plan, like over 144 films that are in the lineup.
Wow.
Yeah, right. 144 from over 32 countries as well. So when taking into consideration the anniversary, which we're so excited about, given how like the LGBT community has come so far, but we still have a lot of challenges that we have to, you know, overcome. Mm-hmm. And thankfully, we have a really strong community to do that. So thinking of the 30th anniversary, in 1988 was when NewFest was founded, and it was primarily founded at the height of the AIDS crisis. So the idea was that we wanted positive representations of LGBTQ like individuals mm-hmm. on screen. And from that, we sort of came up with what was perfect for our opening night film, which is a film called 1985. It stars Corey Michael Smith, Virginia Madsen, and Michael Chiklis. And it is about a 20-something advertising executive who has HIV and is returning home at Christmas in 1985 to his family in Texas. And yet, AIDS is not mentioned. It's all sort of inferred that he's going to say his final goodbyes,
mm-hmm.
But it's a beautifully textured, wonderfully wrought film about a family and sort of how you reconcile your dynamics just in how you relate to each other and not necessarily about identifying as gay and having AIDS, essentially.
Isn't it wonderful that in the modern and now, 30 years later, that films that are in this film festival can deal with issues, but all can just deal with people falling in love,
absolutely.
Having families,
yes.
They're pursuing their careers,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, and one of my favorite films that's in the festival, although I shouldn't play favorites. Of course, they're all
off
wonderful.
The head.
But we're really, really excited to have the New York premiere of a film called Rafiki.
The trailer is beautiful.
Oh my God, the film is beautiful.
It's beautifully, I mean, just the cinematography alone.
Yeah, and it's from Kenya. It actually world premiere at Cannes this past year. It was the first film from Kenya to ever premiere at Cannes. And it depicts a really innocent, beautiful love that's budding between two young women. And it was decisively banned upon its release at Cannes from Kenya. And I think that it shows a lot on a global scale that a film as lovely and tender and non-explicit at all
mm-hmm.
Can be banned in a country. I know there are so many laws around the world that we need to be aware of as an LGBT community and have solidarity and in understanding that, you know, our fights are also their fights and we need to be in this together, which is why I'm so happy that 32 countries are represented in our lineup, including a film from France called Reinventing Marvin that has Isabelle Huppert in it. And she sort of plays like a fairy gay mother to a young man who has fled kind of his pastoral homophobic parents to come to the city and put on a play. So we're really excited about Reinventing Marvin, as well as a few Oscar submissions from their countries. We're playing The Heiresses, which is Paraguay's official Oscar submission, as well as The Marriage, which is Kosovo's Oscar submission. So those are all really, really marvelous top picks, award winners that we're happy to host the New York premiere for.
We're speaking with Nick McCarthy, he's the programming and operations manager at NewFest. So there is one big splashy star-studded film, Boy Erased.
Indeed.
So tell us who's in it, and it's about conversion therapy, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
Boy Erased was written and directed for the screen by Joel Edgerton, and it's based on the memoir by Gerard Conley, who went through conversion therapy, essentially.
Right. And Joel Edgerton, he was in Loving.
And he was in Loving, yeah.
It was the cop movie.
Somebody
in the control room will tell us. Keep going. I'm sorry.
In Boy Erased, pretty much depicts Lucas Hedges stars as the main character as Gerard, and his parents are played by Nicole Kidman and Russell Crowe. And Russell Crowe is a pastor, and he and Nicole Kidman decide to send their son to conversion therapy camp.
Mm.
And the film creates a really brilliant nonlinear tableau of kind of the psychological effects that happen to someone when put in this situation, but it does so with a lot of empathy and understanding. What I love about the film is that it really plays off the way that everyone relates to each other. I think that it's going to be really important, not just for this to be seen in New York, but for a film like this to be seen in Arkansas, where the film is set. I think parents will really benefit from seeing this story. And we're so excited to, you know, be presenting it within the context of an LGBT film festival where, you know, representations of yourself on screen really matter. So audiences being able to see that and identify that is great. And when there's also a message that is as elegantly addressed as this, when over 700,000 kids have gone through conversion therapy in America and more than 30 states have not banned conversion therapy yet, and we potentially have a vice president who believes in this.
Yeah,
they're like these stories matter beyond just the entertainment that we are happy to celebrate together as a community. I love parts of the festival that, you know, you're sitting in the filmmaker lounge just talking to the filmmakers, and other patrons come in, our members, you know, and they're able to tell their own stories to me as well as the ones that they've shared on screen too. And
by the way, our Cracker Jack production team, it was Black Mass. Joel Edgerton, the actor, yes, who's now the director
with Johnny Depp too.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I know there's a lot of makeup on that one, so maybe that's why we didn't realize it at first.
It's so interesting. What you're describing is something that we on our show have a sort of as our mantra. It's culture and the culture. So what you're talking about is important issues that art can illuminate and can help create dialogue about what's happening in the real world and what in our own daily lives.
Yeah, absolutely. And going from conversion therapy, I know there was a film earlier this year called The Miseducation of Cameron Post. It was directed by Desiree Akhavan, and it won the Sundance Grand Jury Prize. And we're really, really excited, actually, from that to, because it was also, you know, conversion therapy, and I think they're really nice companion pieces, actually. We have Desiree Akhavan's new Hulu series called The Bisexual. We have the U.S. premiere of it. Desiree's going to be there doing a talk back. And it's really interesting to see, you know, a story that's called The Bisexual, and it's about kind of destigmatizing this idea. I think that bisexuality right now is one of the last sort of bastions of acceptance. I think there's still a lot of the parts of the LGBTQ community that are, you know, not fully understanding of that. So having a story that focuses explicitly on that and how, you know, friends react when, you know, come out as bisexual, I think is something that's really important. So, and it's also just a really fun, witty, you know, sitcom. So I'm really excited to have that one.
Also, there's a film about a native New Yorker, Queensborn Mapplethorpe.
Absolutely.
Starring an interesting person,
Doctor Who himself, Matt Smith.
Prince Philip from The Crown.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're really excited. Mapplethorpe is our New York centerpiece, actually. I like to program towards the eye on what is, you know, essential and built into the history of New York. I think New Yorkers take a lot of pride in, like, their city. So seeing someone like Robert Mapplethorpe depicted on screen by, you know, a big actor kind of is really marvelous opportunity for people to be exposed to that. One of our other centerpieces that I'm very, very excited about, and this goes back to the history and celebrating the 30th anniversary, is High Art. Have you seen High Art? It's great. You have to see it.
High Art.
Yeah, it's with
Ally
Sheedy.
Yes,
and Patricia Clarkson and Radha Mitchell. Yeah, so it came out in 1998. It was actually the opening night film at New Fest in 1998.
It's a circle of life.
Yeah, right. And we have it in 35 millimeter, so you get the crisp texture throwback. Aww. And I'm so excited to have that on Sunday, October 28th. And we're doing it at the SBA Theater, which is gorgeous. And we're going to have Patricia Clarkson and Lisa Cholodenko in person. So, you know, I think, playing on all of this kind of like looking back at history, but also bringing up to the present where you can have these conversations is definitely sort of the cornerstone of what we're thinking about this year.
Before I let you go, the festival ends on All Hallows Eve, the night before Halloween, and you have something special planned.
We do indeed, yeah. I could not resist the opportunity to do a Halloween sidebar. you guys got to get up for Halloween. We have a whole shorts program called Halloween Shorts, as well as a big film called Killer Unicorn that was made by all the drag queens in Bushwick made this slasher campy comedy. It's like John Waters meets John Carpenter. It's called Killer Unicorn, trying to get like a drag performance out of it too. And we have drag shorts as well. They're called Wigged Out. So having it's really fun that we can have this kind of really flinty and fun sidebar to go along with like really important and vital stories that we need to tell in society right now.
Isn't that life though? You have to have all of it, right?
You got to see yourself on screen. You know, people have to be able to be part of a community. I mean, my favorite thing is just seeing people online talking to each other. I'm like, I love you guys.
That's a documentary in itself, isn't it?
Yeah.
Nick McCarthy is a programming and operation manager of NewFest. It is happening from October 24th through the 30th. Over 140 films from 32 countries. Nick, thanks so much for giving us a preview.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You're listening to All of It on WNYC.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.